All right, welcome back. Chris Arps in studio with me. I mentioned I wanted to get State Representative Justin Hill on the radio this morning, and lo and behold, here he is on line one from District 108. Justin, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Mark.
Hey, thanks for joining us this morning. I wanted to talk about this, one of the bills you've pre-filed. Maybe you've pre-filed more than one, but the one that caught my attention was the one that would effectively end the smaller police departments around the area, correct?
Not all of them, but yeah, in a 5-year period, it would force consolidation with a lot of the smaller departments.
And what's the point there? Is that a step toward there have been criminal justice reform efforts in St. Louis County saying that some of these smaller municipalities maybe abuse that power sometime? Is that the problem?
Well, for a long time now. I mean, even dating back over, 10 years ago when I was a policeman, and we've always recognized that, these small municipalities were kind of a breeding ground for officers that were told to quit or be fired elsewhere. It allowed them to get a job, and they would do what a lot of policemen in the St. Louis area call the North County Shuffle. And they would go from department to department to department, and it was just problematic. And it was hard to find lawmakers in St. Louis County that were willing to take on that issue because of the political nature of it.
Yeah, I know there are 91 municipalities. I'm assuming, I don't know what the number of police departments is total in the county. I know it's below that because many of them contract already with St. Louis County, right?
Yes, we have about early numbers expect to see about 22 affected police departments with this bill. That would leave 33 police departments that would not be affected.
Would this bill only be affected towards small municipality police departments in St. Louis County, or would it affect, other small towns that may have a police department that's not very effective? Or is this designed specifically for St. Louis County?
I tried to come up with a way where it would be useful statewide, but St. Louis County is the only county that has this issue. I don't know if you guys know the history of this, but the reason we have so many municipalities in St. Louis County, and I grew up in St. Louis County, the reason we have so many is because of the sewer systems. Long ago, cities had to incorporate to be able to tax their residents so they can create a sewer system and essentially have neighborhoods. So while they're called cities, they're effectively neighborhoods. A lot of these cities are only like 0.2 square miles.
Yeah. Yeah, well, and I mean, I guess what's the number though? Is it delineated by the size of the community or the size of the police department?
Yeah, so it's the size of the community. So a city under 5,000 residents that is also under 2 square miles would be an affected city.
Okay.
So they would be able to merge with a neighboring police department that had over 15,000 in population or the county.
So, yeah, Justin, I'm going to come up on a hard break here in a minute, but do you have any idea? Do you have the support? Do you think there's going to be a fight to get this bill through?
Well, every bill's tough, but, at least we're getting attention now. Some Democratic lawmakers, which would make it bipartisan, which that's a key, an important step in making any law.
Sure it is. All right. Well, listen, it's always great to have you on the show, and I appreciate you giving me some time this morning.
Thanks a lot, Mark.
All right, Justin Hill there, State Representative, District 108, kind of explaining that. Yeah, I could see that'll be a little... I wondered how I felt about it at first, but he's right. If you've got a place that's that small, it's rife for potential problems.
And a conspiratorial-minded person might say this is a back way door to have consolidation of these small municipalities and have them eventually merge all together if they don't have police departments.
Completely against the whole city-county merger point of view there. Yeah, I see your point.